Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Kevin J. Johnston.
The Canada Revenue Agency is stealing money from Canadians at an insane rate. I know how to stop this, because I'm a tax expert. I know how to beat corporate tax, personal income tax, GST, payroll tax. If you want to get rid of all of your tax bills in Canada, contact me right now. Your taxes are going to go to zero legally. KevinJJohnston.com. Book your consultation right now at KevinJJohnston.com. KevinJJohnston.com.
And now on with the memes. Number one, 25 years ago, The Sopranos debuted and changed television forever. And I'm sure that many young people today will believe that this is The Sopranos instead of Jersey Shore. These guys are Colombians, but I could have sworn that they look like Italians. I never watched either show and never had any interest in television that tried to appeal to the lowest common denominator. Moving on, the German state cuts benefit for migrants after they refused a request to help clear debris from a flood. Migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, Niger, Mali, and Albania didn't help out, and so their benefits were cut in half for the next 3 months. If you cut government handouts, the migrants will punish the government by rioting and burning things down, though. Europe needs to strengthen its borders and get rid of the illegals. The only problem is they don't know which country they came from. They won't tell you. Number three, here's the difference between WW2 and WW3 bombers, but I don't think that's very realistic. The WW3 bombers would have Dylan Mulvaney painted on the side holding a Bud Light, and while taking off, little bits would be falling off during takeoff. Also, something tells me that second plane doesn't really have any anime characters painted on it. Someone is trying to troll us, because in 1993 the Air Force ordered that all nose art should be gender neutral. Up next, this woman is begging with her children, and a man hands her a rubber instead of money. It's the biggest money saver and the best investment ever. But that's not the point. She could have also used Planned Parenthood not to have those children, but she didn't. She's probably using them for child support or welfare payments, but this is a stereotype because even in that community in America, it's now well below replacement. Number five, this woman says that this woman took her domestic labor with her when she died, and the color and flowers too. But you have to remember that many women make men's lives unbearable, and some flowers and vegetables are supposed to make up for a lifetime of abuse. Forget about it. If she provided all that unpaid labor, it's only fair, because he probably paid for the house. She never would have had anywhere to plant those flowers. Moving on, here's the look on a woman's face after you let her go through your phone and she finds nothing. And then you say, "All right, let me see yours." Women like this accuse you of the very same things that they're guilty of. Her logic is that she hurt you by cheating, but somehow you discovering that she's cheating on you is supposed to hurt her more. I'm so tired of these predictable tricks. They always seem to do the same thing. That might have worked before the days of the red pill, but not any longer. Number 7, bimbo maxing is a great way for post-wall cougars to remain attractive by getting those implants and tans. They're also great slump busters, but just remember to not get attached or they might wreck your life. Up next, both of these items are leftovers. In China, women over the age of 27 and unmarried are called leftover women. That's the age of the wall. They tell women that a good education doesn't make them attractive, and that they shouldn't be too picky because then they'll become leftovers. The perfect man might exist, but why would he actually want to marry you, is what they say. In China, they also tell women that if you do find a husband, to keep up your appearance, or he's going to cheat on you and use working girls. Imagine how crazy Western women would get if you told them the same things. Number 9, women say that all men think about is sex. This one again is projection because men have to go out there and make things happen in this world. I can go days or even a week without thinking about sex. In all three of these situations, these men are just thinking, please don't die, please don't die. And the last thing on their minds is a woman. In reality, it's women that can't stop thinking about it. But if we knew that, then we'd probably think they were all SLUTSs. Moving on, this woman is embarrassed after her date speeds off. Well, if she was thinner, maybe she'd be able to catch up to him. But he's a good man running from Herman Munster's sister. Why do more women than ever think that shaving their eyebrows off and drawing them on larger is a great idea? I think she forgot to put on her Instagram filter before she left home. Number 11, meet the DEI head of the Secret Service, Kim Cheadle. At first, she didn't resign after Trump was almost ended because she said it wasn't policy for agents to go on the slanty roof. I think she was waiting to see what the fallout would be before resigning, and was hoping that no one would question her. Well, they did hold her somewhat accountable, so she left. They should have fired her before she resigned so she wouldn't be able to get hired anywhere again. I'm going to go one step further and say jail her for incompetence. Up next, women are always telling men not to shame women, but at the same time they shame men under 6 feet tall. That coming from women that are usually barely taller than munchkins. Rules for thee, but not for me. Now you know why they hate Putin so much, because he's only 5'7". If he was taller, they'd love him. But women are more cruel to other women. They compliment them when they look awful because they don't want them to improve themselves, because then there's competition for Chad and Tyrone. Number 13, here's a delusional overweight woman that doesn't understand that when women compliment her, they aren't actually complimenting her, but just boosting her ego so she eats more. She thinks she's prettier with hair that looks like it's painted on. Actually, both of these are obese or morbidly obese. The girl on the left will probably get just as fat in 5 years. The girl on the right probably has a shirt that says, "Sometimes I get off the toilet and see that I miss the bowl." Moving on, the next time a guide like this tells you to not overthink yourself around women and just be yourself, you need to realize that he's never struggled with women because of the way he looks, and meanwhile, he thinks that women like his personality. The superior-looking genetics always win around women, and if you look like this, it's like you're playing a video game with all the cheat codes. Guys like this are just going to tell you to be confident, bro. Number 15, the world's oldest comedian, aged 89, is sucker punched in a random attack in a crime-ridden city. I'm still waiting for the punchline. Get it? Because she was punched. I know, my bad. But she should probably count herself lucky she experienced genuine cultural enrichment. I bet you anything she's 89 and still hasn't told a joke funnier than the cheesy one that I just made earlier. Up next is the Tinder effect. The past, present, and future of dating. A good-looking guy used to be able to get a decent-looking woman. In 2017, a 7 out of 10 man would have to settle for a 2 out of 10. But in 2027, he's going to have to share that too with another more attractive man. Once overweight women could occasionally get good-looking guys, their egos got as big as their waistlines. Fatties in 2007 were a lot more humble before the days of Tinder. Number 17, classic Disney princesses were modeled after real women. The modern women that want to play them are just fat, though. If most men are forced to look like MMA fighters these days to get a date, then isn't it only fair that a woman should look like a model or a dancer? Moving on, meet the woman that asks men to show her their bank balances on the first date. I'd show her my balance, watch her smile, and then get up and leave just to piss off this gold digger. But seriously, if a woman demands this from you, do you ask to see her hymen or V-card? Translation, I'm tired of getting run through by brokies and want to trap a good-looking man with money. Here's a picture of her in the future. Number 19, this 29-year-old female is wondering if her life is over because her 7-year-long relationship was a bad one and she left it. Now she doesn't have any kids and thinks her life is over. Her chance of trapping a Chad is over, though. She hit the first wall around 27 and 28, and now she's a leftover woman only able to get leftover men. What I want to know is why she left instead of trying to make it work. Up next, it's been 9 years, and the budget didn't balance itself, the way that Trudeau said. So I guess it's just time to tax the hell out of us. Housing and grocery prices are out of control, and yet still people like him because he sends them $150 carbon tax rebate checks every couple of months. He taxes them by $500 and then sends them $150 of their own money to make them think he's generous, bribing them with their own money. Like father, like son. Number 21, this woman says that her friend acts strangely when she comes home and kisses her husband when he gets home from work. Her friend says that's disgusting. Her friend sounds weird and bitter and is probably eyeing the husband for herself, no doubt. She probably wants that kiss for her. She sounds like a marriage destroyer and she needs to get rid of her. Women can't stand to see men or even other women happy for that matter. Moving on, this article is floating around saying that there are too many angry young men with no prospects, and that this psychiatrist is leading for a push for MAID or government-assisted ending oneself in Canada. It's a fake story today, but in a few years it might actually be real. I recently put out a video about a real story in Canada where a wife convinced her healthy husband to end himself because it would be better for her and her kids. Look for it if you want a good story. Number 23, this teen mom tossed her live newborn into the trash where it passed away and is now facing charges. I'm waiting for all the women in the comments to justify this, saying that it was postpartum depression or psychosis. She probably pleaded that in court for her actions as well. I'm glad to see that the law is finally punishing monsters like this one. Up next, these two women are offended by the quality of men that hit on them. They don't like the cringe guys that try and get together with them. You'd think that they're upset today, just wait until men stop hitting on them entirely. Then they're gonna make videos and post about where all the good men have gone, or complain about why men they want won't approach them anymore. The reason women don't want lower status men hitting on them is in case anyone is looking, and then they think that she's too low status too. Number 25 and the last one, remember guys, always take her swimming first. A man divorced his wife after seeing her face for the first time without makeup. She probably married him because he was an honest man, 6 foot tall and good looking. I didn't know that Cardi B just got married. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.